We're having a good service, aren't we? This is so good. I love it. I love coming together and worshipping God at Christmas, and I love Christmas Cafe Church. So the combination is, I am loving it. Hope you are too. My name's Pete. If you don't know me, I'm one of the senior leaders here, along with my beautiful wife, Nikki, who has been standing here most of the evening and singing as well. And I just want to talk a little bit about Christmas tonight. I'm only going to talk for this, it feels like night. I'm going to talk about Christmas this morning, even though there are twinkly stars above your heads. And hopefully you're going to feel challenged by what I say, because nobody giving a message in church wants people to leave thinking that was nice. They want people to think that was challenging. So that's what I'm hoping, that you'll be challenged. See, I love Christmas. I love the build-up. I love the excitement. I love the giving and receiving presents, although apparently I'm very difficult to buy for. When people ask what I want, I'm just like, don't know really, nothing. What do you think I want? And people struggle to buy me things that aren't under a few hundred pounds. It's very easy for me to say what I want that's expensive, but I never get that. I'm like, well, I could do with a camera. I could do with a lovely guitar pedal. That's £250. I'm like, no, what do you want for a tenner? I'm like, I don't know. You choose. I find it very difficult to select presents because I just feel that I'm blessed. And it's difficult sometimes to know, isn't it, what you need. I love being with family. I love being with friends. I love coming to this cafe church. I'll love coming to the midnight service next week. But that's enough about me. I'm already getting dull. What do you love about Christmas? What things do you look forward to every year and think, this is what I really love about Christmas? Why don't you just talk with somebody near to you? I'll give you 1 minute, and then I'll try to get you back under control again. Go. Get excited, because it's nearly here. What do you love about Christmas? This is a good crescendo of sound. Woo! Okay, that'll do you. That's enough. Order. Let's bring it back. Very good. That was excellent. There's been a little sound level meter. It just started gentle, and then, my goodness, it grew. Very excited. So hopefully you're starting to get even more Christmassy now. Someone shout something out. Be raucous. What are you looking forward to?
Presents.
Presents, Brian. Thank you. That's a lovely thing to look forward to. What else?
Mince pies.
A very good answer. Loving them. I don't even like them, but that's good. Yeah. Playing games.
Pigs in blankets.
Okay, we can just stop the clock for a moment. We've hit the real meaning of Christmas. It's not pigs in blankets. It's Jesus in blanket. It's so close. Another thing that I love about Christmas are the lights. The lights everywhere. I love what we've done in here today. I love these lights. I love the sparkly lights. Lights on the tree. How many people have already decorated their house? Put your hands up if there are decorations in your house. Pretty good. Leave your hands up, please. Leave them up for a sec. Leave them up if your decorations include some kind of lighting effect. There we go. Okay, I don't know that any hands went down, actually. I didn't see any movement. And if someone's hand did go down, sorry if you feel singled out. No one saw. It's okay. See, I think that the lights of Christmas are absolutely beautiful. You know, the year I met Nikki, my wife, was 1996. And we went and worked with Tear Fund for a few weeks in Brazil, just working outside Sao Paulo in an orphanage. And one night, the whole team were up at 2 a.m. and we'd gone outside because there was so little light pollution, and we were looking at shooting stars. There were loads of them going on. And that was the night that we fell in love, not with each other, but with the sky and with the stars. Do you know what that makes me? An astrophile. Oh, come on, that's a cool word. An astrophile. I'm an astrophile. I hope some other people here are astrophiles too. People who love the stars. So I love the night sky. I've got the little app, and I look up to see what's what, and then it dazzles me, and then I can't even see the stars anymore. But I love looking at the planets, the stars. I love watching satellites, and I love the shooting stars. And as I was looking at the Christmas story again this year, I noticed that it was full of dark night skies and dazzling lights. It's absolutely full of those things. Let's look at the wise men for a moment. These were guys who studied the skies, and they saw the birth of a new star. This star that they'd been waiting for because it fulfilled the scriptures that they'd been reading. And when this star was born and this light in the sky came, they set out on a 40-day journey, which was a dangerous journey, but they had to get to Bethlehem to worship Jesus. There were lights in the sky. The shepherds were looking after their sheep in the darkness of night. Picture it on the hills near Jerusalem, near to Bethlehem. And suddenly, an angel appeared and told them about Jesus being born in Bethlehem. The angel shone brightly. Some of the words used are, with the radiance of God's glory. So that's going to be bright. That's brighter than lights that we know. This angel was bright in the sky, and suddenly, this one angel was joined by an army of angels, a host of angels, all shouting celebrations to God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to all men. But there was a bright, dazzling, incredible light in the dark sky. One of the passages that we saw in the first clip that came up from Isaiah 9, this was written 800 years before Jesus was born, but it was written about this time prophetically. And it says this, that the people living in darkness have seen a great light. And another passage in John says that Jesus gives light to everyone, and that the light of Jesus shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. You see, the Christmas story is full of lights. The lights are everywhere. No wonder we put lights up in our houses and all over the place. I remember when I was growing up, I used to love reading The Wizard and Chips comic. Has anyone ever even heard of Wizard and Chips? Is anyone inside my sort of era? Yeah. Come on, you 40-something men. And if you're a bit older, that's fine. You were allowed to read it. It came out in the 70s, I believe. I was reading it in the 80s. Wizard and Chips was brilliant. Occasionally, I read The Beano. But it felt a bit wrong. It felt like watching ITV on a Saturday morning when you weren't really allowed and you were supposed to watch BBC because ITV was a bit raucous. And so I didn't really read The Beano much, but I did love The Wizard and Chips. And in comic books, you often have this type of image. And Matt, in the spoken word that he did earlier, which was fantastic, thank you, Matt, mentioned about the light bulb moment, the lights coming on during the delivery of his son. But this is another type of light bulb moment I want us to think about. See, most of us probably understand what is painted by this image, what it conjures up, what words you would use to describe that. According to the dictionary, a light bulb moment, when the lights come on for you, it's a moment of revelation, it's a moment of understanding, of realization, or of inspiration. That moment of, I didn't get it, but now I do. One of the things I used to love being a secondary school teacher was those moments in when you're teaching a student something and they move from, I don't get it, and to, now I do. It's a brilliant moment, that light bulb moment. And one story sticks in my mind particularly. I was trying to teach kids. Now, this may not be the current thinking, so if you're, if you know better than me now, that's fine. But back in the day, I was trying to teach them the benefits of warming up. And I was trying to teach them this quote that I'd heard from written in 1983, which said, muscle elasticity is dependent on blood saturation. Okay, so basically, the more blood you can get into your muscles, the more elastic your muscles are going to be. That may have been proven wrong, but that's what I was teaching at the time. And so I'm trying to tell them, look, we need to get blood into our muscles, get them warm, and then they're going to be a bit more stretchy, and they just couldn't get it. So then I got some blue tack for my next lesson. I was like, right, and I had some very cold, and some I gave to one of the lads, and I said, right, just knead that for the lesson. Just keep playing with that blue tack and get it nice and hot for me. And at the end, I was like, look at this, guys, and this was the cold one, and it snapped about here, and the warm one just kept on going and kept on going. I was like, this is why we need to warm up so our muscles don't snap. And suddenly the lights came on for these boys, and they loved it. The problem was in the exam, for their mock, oh, why do we need to warm up? Give some of the benefits. One of them just wrote this, because muscles are like blue tack. I'm like, okay, that's good. And it'd be really weird, wouldn't it, if everybody in my set wrote that. Like, what's this guy teaching? This is the weirdest stuff ever. And so I had to go back and give a bit more information. But those moments when the lights come on, those moments of revelation, of understanding, of realization, an inspiration. And as a church, that's what we pray that you're going to have this Christmas when it comes to Jesus. I hope that you have an incredible, fun and laughter-filled Christmas. And I acknowledge for some people it's a painful time. And those of you who are grieving this Christmas, we'll stand with you. We don't ignore you. I hope you get to rest a bit and enjoy the company of those you love this Christmas. But above all of that, I pray that you have your light bulb moment when you get a sudden realization that Christmas isn't just another fairy tale. That this story of Jesus is true. That the Son of God gave up heaven and was born as one of us, experiencing life like one of us. That you don't just hear it, but you realize that it's true. That he lived and died and rose again so that we might be able to experience life as it was intended. Not religion. Don't get us confused with religious people. We are in relationship with our amazing God and with each other. And that's what God has for you. Perhaps you're like the people in the Old Testament passage, wandering in darkness, feeling a little bit lost this year. Perhaps the light of Christmas is going to come your way and you'll have a light bulb moment. Perhaps you're like the shepherds. You're just working hard and getting on with ordinary life. Perhaps this is the year that you're going to have your light bulb moment. Perhaps you're like the wise men, looking up and out for something more in life. I pray that you'll have that light bulb moment this Christmas, that the lights come on, that you understand what this is all about, and you understand that you are loved. Really loved. I just want to stay there for a second. I hope and pray that you understand this year that you are loved, really loved. If you'd like to find out a little bit more about Jesus, there's going to be some people over by the info desk at the end. Because I, for one, have moved from that place of darkness in my understanding of Jesus to having the lights come on, and I realize why I'm here. What God has called me to, the life he has for me, and I would never go back to the darkness again. Once you experience the light, you will never go back. If you want to find out more about Jesus, please pop over to the info desk at the end. I'll be over there, and so will for some others. But I don't want to stop speaking now without giving you this opportunity. For some of you, the light may have already gone on. You may already be understanding that this stuff is true, and you're beginning to think it through and think, I want some of this. This is what I think I want this year. If that's you, I'm going to say a prayer, and you can follow along in your heart and invite Jesus into your heart. Jesus, above everything else, I want to know you this Christmas. I invite you into my heart and into my life. I give you everything I've done wrong and everything I am. I receive your gift of unconditional love and forgiveness. Thank you for accepting me into your family. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time today, then again, at the end of the service, please come over there. I'd love to chat with you, pray with you some more, get excited with you about all that God has in store for you. Have an absolutely fantastic Christmas, and I pray that you have your light bulb moment, realizing that Jesus is for real, and that he loves you. Thank you.